Hello, I'm Don Hayes. I'm a professor of pediatrics at The Ohio State University College of Medicine. I'm also the medical director of the lung and heart lung transplant programs at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Both of these institutions are in Columbus, Ohio. I am the co-chair and lead author on the recently published official American Thoracic Society clinical practice guideline on home oxygen therapy for children. Home oxygen therapy is an often used therapy in children with chronic respiratory conditions. In order to qualify for home oxygen, children have to meet the same standards as determined by CMS for adult patients. The standards for these adult patients are based on studies from 35 years ago that did not include children. So physicians caring for children with chronic respiratory conditions feel that this is not appropriate. Recognizing the need for clinical guidance regarding home oxygen therapy in children, the American Thoracic Society convened a task force to conduct systematic reviews and use available evidence to inform recommendations for the use of home oxygen in chronic lung and pulmonary vascular diseases of childhood. The task force reviewed the medical literature on hypoxemia and generated thresholds to define hypoxemia in children under 1 year of age and children over 1 year of age. The document itself addresses specific pediatric respiratory conditions where children may require oxygen in the home, including bronchopulmonary dysplasia, cystic fibrosis, interstitial lung disease, sickle cell disease, pulmonary hypertension with and without congenital heart disease, and sleep disordered breathing. Although home oxygen therapy is occasionally required in children, the lack of empirical evidence regarding implementation, monitoring, and discontinuation of it were striking. After considering the task force confidence in the estimated effects, the balance of benefits and undesirable consequences of treatment, patient values and preferences, costs, and feasibility, these recommendations were developed for or against home oxygen therapy, specifically for these pediatric respiratory conditions. The task force also provided recommendations on how to actually provide home oxygen therapy to children, as these standards may not necessarily exist, on how to discontinue it as well, with some children coming off oxygen with growth and development. This specific ATS document that was developed as a clinical practice guideline for home oxygen therapy was created by our multidisciplinary team. We felt it important to have a comprehensive approach in order to develop such a document. The team was chaired by two pediatric pulmonologists, including myself and Robin Dietering. There were other renowned pediatric pulmonologists, a pediatric critical care physician, a pediatric cardiologist, a pediatric pulmonary hypertension experts, neonatologist, a respiratory therapist, a pediatric nurse, a population health expert, and parents as a part of the committee. The members of the task force were chosen based on their professional qualifications to obtain a 360-degree view of a child on home oxygen to generate the very best recommendations that we could. During the literature review and development of the recommendations, we identified some key research topics that need to be addressed that may be able to impact future guidelines. The task force identified two key areas where future research are badly needed. The first, the identification of oxygen saturation levels associated with optimal growth and development in a child. And second, the identification of best practice for weaning and discontinuing home oxygen therapy in children who are actually able to come off later with growth and development. Further research in these areas would help fill deficiencies that were found in the medical literature review, where expert opinion had to be used to generate recommendations rather than publish data. There has been some misinterpretation in the guideline as currently reported, with many feeling that we recommended no oxygen therapy for children with pulmonary hypertension who also have congenital heart disease that is complicated by chronic hypoxemia. This was a misinterpretation by some media outlets. The task force is not recommending against the use of home oxygen in these children with pulmonary hypertension and congenital heart disease, but are recommending a consultation with a pediatric pulmonologist or a pediatric cardiologist with expertise in the management of these complicated patients, as supplemental oxygen could actually impact cardiopulmonary hemodynamics and physiology. These patients need to be cared for by specialists with expertise to make sure oxygen therapy does not have a negative impact on their cardiopulmonary function. Any clinician caring for children on home oxygen should keep several things in mind regarding implementation or discontinuation. All healthcare providers caring for these children with chronic respiratory conditions need to be aware of the potential need for home oxygen and when to actually initiate it. This guideline provides useful information on defining hypoxemia in children and how to provide oxygen to pediatric patients at home and how to discontinue it when that time comes. The most important hurdle in initiating home oxygen in children is the limits that insurance companies place on actually qualifying for it. This is an important issue that we need to address moving forward. The American Thoracic Society and the task force who generated this document aspires to have this guideline serve as a means to improve that process, as children have very different metabolic and physiologic demands compared to adults when it comes to oxygen needs due to the need for growth and development. I would like to thank the audience for listening. As a whole, we have a responsibility for care providers for children to optimize their care. This document, we feel, will do that and hopefully will address important deficiencies in the care of these children that all of us have to address. I also want to thank pulmonology consultants for their time for doing this podcast and look forward to working with them in the future.